Good morning, survivors, and welcome to Mercury, a broadcast of hope. I'm Michelle Rhymes, and it is day 2587 since we came back on the air. Fair warning, listeners, today is not a happy broadcast, and I apologize in advance. It feels like I do more than my fair share of complaining, and I don't mean to. It's just that it feels like everything is piling on lately. If you listened to yesterday's broadcast, then you'll know I finally talked to my dad. Yep. Dr. Clark told you all about it, and I don't want to rehash it today. But it does turn out he's an emotionally unavailable jerk who, if he ever loved me at all, might have only loved me out of the obligation, you know, that a father feels to love his offspring. He certainly doesn't have the emotional capacity to understand everything I went through and how much he hurt me. Or maybe he does. Maybe he does understand, and he just doesn't want to face up to that responsibility. Who knows? But I did say I did not want to rehash it, so... But this is just the latest in what it feels like a long string of setbacks. You know, first I lost Mama May, and I guess that was inevitable. Nobody lives forever. But she was my rock, you know? My steady foundation that got me through my childhood and even into my adult years. Always there. Until she wasn't. After that, I came here looking for a new start, and I had to prove myself to Dr. Clark. I get that I made some poor decisions in the past, but to come here and find out that one of my old teachers had little to no confidence in me, that did sting. It eventually got worked out, but it wasn't the welcome I was hoping for. Then the back and forth with my dad showing up out of nowhere, leaving, coming back again with a new fit. No, I said I did not want to rehash it again. Then Agnes left me. We built up a real rapport. We're two very different people who appreciate the arts and sciences in very different ways. We have different hopes and dreams and different ways of approaching how to achieve those, but at the same time, we shared a bond and built the speed dating events together. You know, I was starting to think of her as kind of a sister or maybe at least a cousin. And now she's gone. Her dreams led her down a path that I can't follow, and I know she'll be back to visit, but she won't likely stay. Look, I don't mean to be this negative. I prefer to be happy, to spread cheer, and to help people to have hope. They say happiness is a choice, but I don't see how that can happen when life keeps throwing one thing after another at you to deal with. Everybody has a limit. I'm not saying I'm at mine yet, but I'm worried that I'm letting my mindset get to a place where I just expect every single thing to go wrong. And that's not where I want my head to be at. I feel like if I could just get a small win, I could start working my way back to a brighter place. But right now it feels like it's just one setback after another. I'm sorry for venting on here, listeners, but Max and Dr. Clark and even Agnes told me that sometimes what you need in situations like this is just a listening ear. And you guys are all great listeners. I truly do appreciate all of you for being there for me. With everything else going on, it's nice to know that I have solid friends who can have my back when the chips are down. I probably haven't used my allotted time for today, but I can't think of anything else productive to say. Yeah, nothing. Look, thank you all again. We will be back tomorrow. For Mercury, a broadcast of hope, this has been Michelle Rhymes. Take care of each other.